Good morning, podcast audience. This is presidential candidate for National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, Kenneth Hodge. I want to talk to you from kind of inside my feelings for 5 minutes. It is my desire to be your next local president, and I want to say to all mail handlers, I am absolutely certain that immediately upon being elected, you're going to feel the difference as Ken Hodge, with Ken Hodge as your local president, than the current status is. I want to talk to mail handlers and say there's been a big gap that's been allowed to exist between your local union and putting out wholesome instructions to the craft. And what I mean by that is I look at mail handlers, and again, when I say I look, I work in Citygate, but I've been in the post office 39 years, long time. And I understand if it happens in the post office, if it happens in Columbus, if it happens there, I'm pretty sure it's happening elsewhere, but maybe to different degrees. But what I'm talking about is mail handlers not fully understanding their job and allowing management to put additional pressure on them that make them not like their job even more. Does that make sense? See, now, I believe that as a local president, I'm going to inundate members with information about this is what is expected, this is what is required. Yes, this is what is expected, but this is what is required. And what is required is that you do your best. And end of conversation. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you need to know that. Now, let me say this, because some people will hear this 5 minutes and say, well, Ken Hodge is advocating you don't have to do any work. Far from it. As I said a few minutes ago, I've been here for 39 years. We need to do work so that you can be here for 39 years. So don't ever get that idea or notion that I'm in any way suggesting that you don't put forth your best effort. But see, nobody explained to you what that means. You allow management to come and give you a fictitious number about productivity, and you allow it to put additional stress on you. Not the Postal Service, folks. The Post Office says you do your best every day, and that is good enough. That's the mission statement. That's not the statement that you're receiving. And you see, you need to receive consistent information from your local headquarters that apprises you on what your work requirements are. Apprises you on, if management don't do this, then we as a union have to counteract their inability to act with grievances, and we have to be tenacious. Now, I gotta tell you, I want you to fully understand, with Ken Hodge as your local president, that is our mode of operation. We will always bargain in good faith, but best faith for the mail handler. No, that we want to bargain to make it what's easy for management, not what Ken Hodge is bringing to the table. Not what I'm bringing to the table. I believe that as a union, there are certain rights that are guaranteed to the mail handler by way of our national agreement, and I want all of them for you. If it were not necessary, then our national officers and those who sit at contract negotiation would not have said so. So listen, vote of confidence for Kenny Hodge. We're going to do things different, but we're going to do things that the mail handler will never have to question whose best interest was at mine when this decision was made. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. Support the platform. A president with presence, a team with presence. Have a great day.